God and the church, and especially Brother Jensen and Steve. And I remember we had one meeting, Irving, so they came and they heard me. And I strongly believe that God connects people in our life, you know. When we land up here in America, we land up with a $1. It's almost 1.5 years been. God has taken care of everything. So before I share my testimony, before I share what God is doing in my life, right here, it's not in India, but the God is the same God who did miracle in India, is doing miracle here in right in America too. So I'm grateful for God. Before I speak, I want Mark. Mark, can you please come? And Mark is going to preach. I want to share about the Mark. When Mark came, you can hear it. Yes, I will stay here. Yes. Wow. I want to tell you about the Mark. When we came here, so Mark was struggling. He didn't know English. And all I speak is Hindi language. About language, I want to tell you, in India, we have a more than 1,600 language. And one of the language which I speak, that is a national language. So all we speak Hindi language, and we came here and we got the admission Faith Academy school, and teacher called my wife and me. She said, your son is struggling. He couldn't understand sound and he couldn't understand. So we didn't get scared, but we know God has a plan, and we prayed. And till end of the year, when he finished 1 year, he was the best child in the school. He got the seven awards. Amen. And yesterday was the day where I come to know Mark has a gift of preaching. The same day last year, what is the date today? 11. Same 10 December, I was talking with him. I said, share something. So he began to share. So I understand the Holy Spirit is leading him, guiding him. And I understood he has a gift of preaching. So first sermon he speak in the December only. So now he's going to share something, what God has done in his life. And you're going to hear. So here is a Mark.
I sure do want to have a good thing about Christmas, that you can make forget the past with the present. And of Christmas shopping, Christmas dinner, Christmas food, Christmas cookies, Christmas lights, Christmas balls, Christmas snow, Christmas Santa Claus, Christmas decorations, Christmas cake, and all those good stuff. The most thing I love about Christmas, it has to do with the baby born that we have, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hi, my name is Mark Middlesbrough. I'm honored and privileged to share the word of God with you. From Mark 11:24. From this passage, God showed me two keys. Those keys are, first, pray. Second, believe to receive. So read with me Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. The first key is that prayer. Mountain movement prayer is defined in the two previous verses. We discover that without faith in God, there's no way we can see miracles, blessings in our lives. Once we find God's will, it's possible to receive whatever we want to pray and ask for. My dad's prayer should not include food. task on my mom to make a new egg for breakfast. I prayed and prayed that God wanted me to have it cooked up with the eggs. With the name of the answer, someone came to the door with a dozen of eggs. 3 weeks later, another person bought eggs, another and another. Soon after, it was full of eggs. And this caused me to trust in God more than ever before in my life than he did. You have to pray in faith. You have to stay in faith. You believe he heard and answered your prayers. Second truth is that belief first. Whatever we ask for, we must believe that we have received it before we see it.
Amen.
We need to confess that it is ours. Last year, Steve met all Indian international students were celebrating Indian food. Day. My family only had a little wheat of flour to make 3 Indian tortillas. Nevertheless, I prayed and believed with my whole heart for God to multiply the flour. And my mother made the tortillas with tortillas that didn't multiply. The cooked tortillas on the plate multiplied. To our amazement, when we finished, we counted 38 tortillas.
Hallelujah.
I witnessed a miracle working power of God on that day and strengthened my faith in Him until this day. You have to believe that you have faith in faith. You will receive in Jesus' name. Have faith in God that He will answer your question. That is true, according to His will. Believe that you receive it when you ask for it and you'll have it. I want to thank church and pastor for giving this opportunity to reach the word of God with you. Thank you, church and pastor, for giving this opportunity to preach. God bless.
Before Raj begins, y'all understand that he said you got to pray and you got to believe that you receive what you pray for, right? He needed a good breakfast. So I brought more eggs than he knew what to do with. And then they were having an Indian food day. And they were going to make Indian tortillas. They only had enough flour to make 3. And faith rose up in Mark and he declared that the flour, he declared, that's what his mama said that he's the one that had the faith for it, declared that the flour would multiply. And when they finished, there was 38 tortillas. And you believe before you see it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
By the way, Mark, he attended 2 or 3 classes, homiletics. So he was very enthusiastic. I did not got 100, but he got the 100, okay? Yeah, he got the 100. And that is what, you know, it's very important. A Bible says, you know, train your child like now when this young age, you know, young age. So I believe there is a lot of things coming up in Mark's life. And God wants to see all these things, you know. God wants to see in every children's life, you know, as we are Christian, as we are believer. I want to say, you see the my video. I was born and brought up in the red light district, in the street, you know. You never imagine, you know, how is the area. It's dirty, dirty, very dirty. No one would ever like to go from there. That is called the society rejected. That area I born and raised. And I didn't know about Jesus. I didn't know who was Jesus. All we have were 33 millions God. How many gods?
33
millions God. And see, if you have a plenty of choice, you know, you confuse what to do. In India, you know, if you take the stone and you believe that God, this stone is God, is a God. You know, that is what the India all about. Every God is the same. That is what Indian people say. This is also God. This also God. This also God. That is where I came and then raised up from Mumbai, India. I was talking with brother. I said, more than 1600 language we have in India, no, and we have a 33 million gods. So just think about, if you have a 33 million gods, it's big challenging to choose the Jesus. You know? And the best things, you know, we don't choose God. God chooses us. The India is the second largest population of the world. But I did not choose Jesus. He chose me. He came to the red light district where people never ever would like to walk from there. He came and he picked me from there. The boy who never had anything. God has given everything. I see my life. If I see, I was nothing. Let me share with you something. I never ever thought CFNM magazine, they write my article. I never ever thought the boy who born and raised, you know, rejected by school, you know, and God picked me and brought me here. So one word I would say, you know, you read John 8:32, it says, if you know the truth, truth will set free you. Amen?
Amen.
All, it's all about truth, you know. I was wondering, I was seeing my life, you know, in my past life, I was seeing, well, what was my life, you know, and how God brought me. If I didn't know the truth, who is the truth? Jesus said, I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth. And truth was Jesus. And I was searching Lord of Gods, you know, Lord of Gods. And I used to worship Lord of God, offer everything. Let me ask you, this December, 1st December, my birthday was there. Okay, so how many of you know your birth date? Everybody knows, okay? You know everything, your mother and parents. But for me, I'm a one unique guy among you. I choose my birthday, my own. Age of 18, I choose my own birthday. Okay? And I gave my own birthday. So I felt, okay, 1st December is okay. So I gave my birthday. This is how, means when my mother went to school to get the admission, she was rejected because of her background. You know, her background. So I born and raised in the red light district of the Kamadipura, one of the Asia largest red light district, where lots of girls bring from the different state, put into the slave. All I remember, age of 5, I used to beg. I didn't have anything to eat the food. I used to beg. I used to see the girls, how they been tortured, how they been harassed. There was no place to sleep. I used to sleep under the bed where a lot of bad things happens. I used to see how the girls been tortured and beating and crying and weeping for help. But there was no one who can help them. Let me ask you, how often do you take a shower or a bath?
Every day.
Or somebody said once in a month. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm a guy, I used to take a bath once in a 6 month, sometime once in a year. My body used to stink. No one would ever like to come close to me. That wasn't my life. As a children, you know, they love to play with toy. For me, there was nothing. All I used to go to the temple, sitting there, if somebody dropped the food, I used to take that food. And how many like your dog, dogs? How many have a dog? Do you have a dog? You love dog? I really love dog. I remember, you know, I had one small dog when I was very small, a 6 age. And that dog goes to the garbage and he bring the food for me. And, you know, when I was sick, jaundice, malaria, there was no one. And I remember his name was Tommy. And he was my very good friend. So there was no food. And he used to go to the garbage and get the food. And sometimes, you know, the dogs fight. So I used to go and, you know, I make them to be separate and I bring my dogs. And that is where when I see dog, I feel, oh my God, you know, I see that they are very honest. I've been experienced, you know. And I used to sleep in the winter time, you know, fall time, very cold. So I used to sleep with dog. There was no blanket, nothing. So I used to sleep with that. So I know how I raised in the red light district. When I become a 8th age, I have been sexual abused. This is where totally I was broken. And spiritually and physically, I was hunger. And toward to ask God. And I had lot of option. You know, I've been to lots of temple and asking God, why did these things happen with me? Where you was? Why you not answering? But I did not found any answer. Without sleeper, I used to go 5 miles, 6 miles far away to, you know, offer the God and asking, why did these things happen with me? But I did not found the answer. So that lead me to the criminal. So I began to stealing, robbing, and fighting. In the red light district, there are a lot of people comes, different people, to enjoy themselves with the girls. So I made my own gang. And one of the most powerful person underworld, his name is Daud Abraham. He raised from our area. He was my inspiration. So I wanted to join his gang. So I made my own gang. And money began to flow from agent, pimps, brothel, and a politician. I used to give the bribe to police. Finally, one thing I understand, what is the life? Being with the Muslim friends, they told me, Raj, believe in Allah. You will get the answer. You will get the peace. I said, okay, fine. I try all 33 million God, nothing happened. Let me try this also. So I went to mosque. I did the namaz and everything. I did 1 month fasting without anything eating from morning to evening. So that is what I did 1 month. After 1 month, I did not find any answer. Then finally, I come here conclusion, there is a no God. And life was very miserable. Life, I was not sleeping well. There was a no hope, no future. What I'm going to do, you know? Then finally I come conclusion, I said, there is a no God. And living in that danger area was not easy. It's very hard. You cannot even go through that area, that much, you know, hard I can say. But finally, one thing I understand, living this all, I come conclusion, I said, there is a no God. And I remember those days. Age of 16, it was March. I commit suicide. I took poison and I drank. And my eyes came dark. I don't know what. And all my friends took me to the hospital. And I had a lot of people, you know, around me, Muslim and Hindu. Two religions happen in India, Muslim and Hindu. And my all Hindu people, they went to the temple, they offer a lot of things, you know, chicken, goat, and offer. Then Muslim people also went to save my life. At this point, my mother knew one pastor. She said, Pastor, can you pray? And he prayed, and I was fighting in the hell. And doctor already gave up. He said, your son dead. Already they put the white... shawl, and they give the death. Then pastor prayed, and I was hell, and all I can see, a demon were pulling me down, and down, and I didn't know what to call, you know. All I know, all the 33 million gods, God, save. Then suddenly I saw the bright light, and the hand reached down, then pulled me. Then I came to life. Coming back life. And I began to ask my mom, what happened? She said, Pastor prayed for you. Okay. Then all I practiced with the Hindu people and Hindu God and Muslim God, all I didn't know about Jesus, who was Jesus. All I see the bright light. So one thing when I share with this, so pastor told me, this is what Jesus, you saw Jesus. I said, okay, I want to know who is Jesus, you know. I want to know what he is, how he looks and all that. And, you know, and all we believe in pictures, you know. If you go to India, you will find a picture, lots of picture of gods. Okay? Lots of picture of God. So, I took the Bible and I was begun to check. There is no picture. So, I was thinking, where is the God? Where is the God, you know? All we have praying, I said, where is the God? Where is the God? I can't find him. Then I asked, where is the God? Then they said, this is a God. You cannot see the God, you know. You cannot make God and keep in one small box, you know. India, they do. You know, if you go to India, they make a God and they will put in one box. They will make one special room for them. They will offer everything. So that is what I practice, you know. Then I said, then they said, this is a God, you know, you have to read. And to read, all I tell you, to read, I'm a guy who never been a first grade, second grade, third grade school. So this was the biggest challenging to know who was a Jesus. Because all I grown up in the red light district, there was no, rarely people who educate, you know. All my friends, they left sometime, for some people left 6th standard, 5th standard school, you know. And that was a big challenging for me to read the Bible. But there was a big, big desire to know the God, you know. One thing, I understand, Jesus saved me, I want to know him. What is that and who is that, what he did. All I began to understand the story, lot of story I heard. Then I said, yeah. Then I began to read. Then there was, in America they call GED. How many of you know GED? So we have India, I didn't know that point of moment they have this kind of facility. So I applied entire year, I struggle. You know, if you don't go to school and in the age of 17, 18, you applied for GSD, you know, been in school in your background, you know, very, very horrible, very dirty. And that was a big challenging for me. But I believe that God called me and God chose me. So I began to do what I could do. All we 15 friends applied for a GED. Then when the exam come, we went to exam hall and we gave the exam. After the exam, all I understand, I'm not going to be passed. That was in my mind. But whenever I wrote the paper, I used to write and I used to say, I seal by blood of Jesus. I seal by blood of Jesus. This is those words I used to speak on the paper. And when the result come, everybody went and they saw the result. Some boys failed 5, some boy failed 3, some boy 4 failed 2. So one of my friends said, go and see your result. I said, ma'am, you people been sometime in school, you know. But I never been. How could I pass? He said, no problem, you go and see. When I see, can you imagine, I was passed. All the 6 subjects I passed. That was the first miracle. I can say that was the second miracle for me. As a physically, I can say that was the first miracle happened. Then, what I did, you know, I left my area. And I went another area to disciple myself. Then I began to read and pray. I used to pray whole night. And morning, I used to go back to the red light district to preach the gospel. All I know, little bit, you know, little bit about Jesus' story, how he feed the fish, how he raised the dead, and all that, I knew that. But by reading, it was very hard for me. So I was going into the red light district, and people were very scared about me, you know, because I was gunda, what you call, a gangster, you know. And people used to respect, sir, please come, sir, please sit. Said, you know, but they didn't know, these personalities are different, you know. And I said, no, I'm not the same guy. Now I have been changed and I follow the Jesus. And a lot of difficulty come and challenging come. But when I was going and praying, and one person came to me. His name was Jogendranath. He was from the Punjab. He said, hey, come here. What are you doing? I said, sir, I'm just going and sharing the love of God. Okay. You guy Christian, huh? Religious work you're doing, huh? Preaching and all that. I said, no, brother. See, God saved me, you know. I was dying. And that is what I'm doing. I'm sharing the love of God. Jesus come for a sinner, you know. You see all, we are sinner and we fall from God. And he said, don't give me a lot of lecture, okay? Do your God has the power to raise the dead? I was silent. See, when you come to the Christ, very new, you don't know about any scripture. At that point, I didn't know what scripture, okay? And he said, do your God has the power to raise the dead? With me, two more friends were there. His name Rahul and Shyam. And they were thinking what to answer now, you know. We cannot simply give any answer. Then, I don't know what happened to me. I said, yeah. Bible says God can raise the dead. Okay, he said, okay. Come with me. I said, where, brother? Come. He took me to the first floor. And in the Red Light District, in the room will be 6 by 3. This much room and 6. And his daughter passed away. And the dead body was there. Then people were crying. Mother, grandmother, children. And we just think what to do now, you know. And he said, tell your God to raise the dead. But I had faith, you know. I said, God, Jesus said in the Bible, it will be happen. So my two friends were saying, what to do now? I said, why are you worrying? You believe, you know, all about believing. I said, all about faith, that's all. No, don't worry. Then everybody shouting, hey, what are you doing? Are you mad? Doctor already gave the certificate. This child has been dead. And what are you doing? All this drama and all that. Then I said, just quiet. Just quiet and believe you will see the miracle. Full confidence, you know. Then the dead body was there. And we three of, you know, 1, 2, 3, we are sitting. And we are just keep praying. We are keep praying and all sweating. And all our shirt was wet. Praying. Then God gave me vision. God gave me vision showing the girl has been tied some black thread. In Hindu, they believe they put something in your neck and here tightening. That they believe that if you tie that, the devil cannot do anything. But they don't know who is a devil, you know. They're following devil, but they think that if you put that is for a protection. So God showed me this girl has a tied black thread, which is they are believing that their God is saving for every bad things. So I came out of the room. I said, who is the mother of girl? She said, me. I said, don't cry. Come to me. She said, what? I said, we came out of the room. I said, go into the room and you tied a lot of black thread here and cut and give it to me. So she went inside. She shut the door and cut that thing. She came out and she gave it to me. I remember that day. And she gave me, I was holding. And all I knew, I was not, you know, when you are new Christian, you know, you are new Christian, you don't know how to pray. And I was Hindu. All I know one thing, blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak. I said, I speak in the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, victory in the name of Jesus. And child began to cry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Child began to cry and people were amazed. Oh, wow. And this news spread around the Red Light District. And this is how the Jesus birth in the Red Light District, you know. So people understand there is a real God and Jesus. That is how the Jesus gave the birth in the Red Light District through the raising the dead. And this news is spread very rapidly, like, you know, fire, you see, zoop. So it's rapid and we planted church and people began to come, a lot of people began to come to the church. So that was my second miracle happened. Okay. Then finally, I was going and meeting and there was a one boy, he was HIV affected. You know, when you go to the sinful world, you will get HIV AIDS. So he was a Muslim and his skin was sweating and I read the report and the report was positive and he was crying. Then I said, what happened? He said, brother, I got HIV, I'm going to die. He was Muslim. I said, see, you have to believe in Jesus. He said, yeah, I believe in Jesus, you know. In the Quran, they write, you know, Isaiah Islam, he's a prophet and all that. I said, don't look at the prophet. He's a son of God, okay? You have to believe. Do you believe that he can heal you? He said, yes, yes, yes. So let me pray. So all I 7 days, 7 mornings, I used to go and pray for him. And 8 days, I said, go to the hospital and check now your blood and let me know. So I went 8 days with him. And when we got the report, can you believe the report was negative? That was the third miracle happened. There was a one lady in the red light district. She was a very famous and brothel owner. She was HIV affected. Oh, sorry. She was paralyzed. All body was paralyzed. And somebody told this pastor has a gift of healing. And if you call him, he can pray and your mother can heal. So she was far away from Mumbai to another place. It was 8 hour journey. So that lady was keep telling, can you please call Pastor Raj, Pastor Raj? And she was paralyzed. And I believe she has a faith, not upon me, but God. She seen the miracle, she seen everything, she heard, no? So I went all the way from 8 hour journey. And when I prayed, I met a doctor, and doctor said she has been paralyzed, affected, and she could not walk and all that. And all I prayed 3 days, and can you believe God healed that? And she began to walk. And that lady was, you know, that lady was 55 age, old age, you know, and she began to walk like this, 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 this. And I said, praise the Lord. See, the boy, I remember, the boy who used to steal, you know. I remember there was one concert happening before I come to Christ. And the Bollywood main actor, he came to sing the song. He was a very famous guy, very famous guy. And he was singing the song, I am a disco dancer. And lots of people, you know, came, crowd. I'm just going back, so telling. So lots of people were, you know, came. So my gang were just pickpocketing everyone. So please, before you go, check your pocket, okay? So I'm kidding, okay? So so what happened? Then second song he sing. That is the first time I heard the gospel song. That is the first time when I was criminal. So he sing, my papa me duba, aisa duba, sab ne choda, aankhon me te aansu, sab ne choda. That is, it means I was going in the sinful world and everybody left me and my tear was falling, but no one, you know, come and pick me. But Jesus, you came for me. That is the first song I heard. And I was doing some crime. And that time my weapon fell down. And I didn't know what happened to me. But I believe that was a divine appointment from God to me. And that day only God chose me. After here, I took the poison, but God changed up all the track, you know, and God made me to a good person. And I rescued more than 100 children and women. And my 3 brothers has been saved. My mother has been saved. You know, see, once she used to do a lot of bad things, and you know, but God transformed. God transformed. Now she go and preach the gospel home to home. She go pray for a people. She go and bring the people out of that area and save their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God can change kind of me, he can do anything, you know. Let me come a conclusion. I want to tell you, after that things happen, so I planted 3 different red light districts. God showed me that people are doing rescuing and all that, you know. But I believe, you know, rescuing is not ultimate solution. Okay, it's good. You can help them, rescue and bring them society. But what about soul? You know, if you rescue and give them shelter, give them money. Money in your shelter is not solution, you know. That is not solution. And God spoke with me, said, what about solution? What about the soul, Raj? I said, yeah, it's all about soul. Why we are here? Why we are sticking with Jesus? Why we are sticking with Bible? Why we want to pray? It's all about soul. Devil is ready to, you know, jump and take your life and pull you down, you know. That is what devil want to do. But we now why we are coming to church? That's commandment, you know. Day and night you have to meditate. So God said, it's not, you know, if you rescue 10 girls and you give them shelter, money, okay, that people can do good things, but it's all about soul. I said, yeah. Then I planted 3 church in the 3 different location area. I said, yeah, I want to do that. And it was a 2010. In 2010, I planted 3 church. And 2009, I got married with Mansi, my wife. And after marriage, I was busy doing one book called Cage Book, one of the famous book, which describe about the red light district. You can see the picture, story, different. So I was busy with that, and my wife was pregnant with Mark. And I was far away from my area to her village. It's almost a toilet journey. So I was in India, Mumbai red light district, taking a generalist entire area where no one would go, you know. It's life and death. So this generalist from the UK, she came all the way from UK, and she said, if Raj is not there, I'm not going to work. So that was a condition, you know. And same time, my wife was pregnant. Either I can choose God work, either I can see my wife. And I said, no, I have to be here, you know. And this is the first things. So I just called my wife. I said, hey, Mama. He said, where are you? You said you are coming. And I said, Mama, I just postponed, you know what, and these are the things, and you know. Then she said, no problem, Papa. God, kingdom is the first. That is a word she said. God, kingdom is the first. I said, yeah, God, kingdom is first. And I was working. It was around 10 a.m. night, and taking this generalist entire area of the red light district. She was taking picture and exposed all evil things, you know. And I got the call. Your wife is serious. And that moment, you know, I didn't understand what to do. My body was numb. I began to, you know, tear began to come. And all I ran toward to train station, caught the train. Entire night, I was praying and crying and crying and praying, you know. When I reached the hospital, she gave the birth to my son, you know. And she went to the Lord. And that moment, I was shocked. I said, Lord, you could do anything. You could save her. Why you didn't save her? Lot of questions come to my mind. And I left everything. Everything I left. I was in the dark room asking question, God, you raised the dead, you healed the people. Why you did not save my wife? Hundreds of questions coming. Lots of people coming and meeting me. I said, no, I don't want to meet. I don't want to meet anyone. And I was talking with God. Almost six months I was in the room thinking. I did not took Mark almost 1 year. I did not took because I was thinking because of the Mark I lost. If my wife would have there, I would get a lot of children. Then I did not took 1 year my son in my hand. I said, because of Mark, my wife went to the Lord. Lot of thought comes when these things happen in your life, you know. Lot of things comes. But, and that affect my half body, and my this side got a paralyzed. And I couldn't move, you know. Then finally, doctor said, if you don't forget your wife, if you don't forget this incident, your entire body is going to be paralyzed. So that moment, I began to think what to do now. And again God spoke with me. Do ministry, I will heal you. I said, Lord, I'm here to do your ministry. Then again I said, why you didn't, you know, save my wife? Sometimes, you know, you pray, you don't get the answer. You know? And that is not right time, you know. That is not right time. You never know what God has for you. You never know what is a God plan. What is a God purpose? You never know. Then I said, yeah. And I began to pray. Lord, heal me. Then healing took the process. My leg began to move. And I began to do a little bit exercise, you know. Slowly. I used to go to the beach and do the exercise. And one day, when I sit on the beach, and I ask God, what to do now? What to do? And that is where God told me, go to the Bible college. You being in 20-year ministry, you rescue 100 girls, you heal the many people, and this point, God telling you to leave everything, go to the Bible college. You know, people go to the Bible college to educate themselves and come back to ministry. Now already I have a experience. I know everything and miracle experience, everything. Now God is saying me to go to the Bible college. And I asked question, God, which Bible college? I remember that moment. It was morning around 7 o'clock. I was sitting when paper came with the wind on my face. You see the video. And I took that and I'm supposed to tear. Then I found Christ for the Nation. That is where I said Christ for the Nation. And I began to search, you know, and I found a website. Then I applied. I raised mark till fire. I applied Christ for the Nation. And they said, you have to pay, you know, this much money. So I said, I'm a guy who don't have a roof. And these are things happen. If you give me scholarship, I'm willing to become. They said, okay, after 3 months, they said, you have been guaranteed your scholarship. I said, wow, praise the Lord. So you see the things began to happen. Then 2015, I changed entire things. And I began to travel different part of India as an evangelist pastor. Going and preaching and sharing what God has done. And many people has been touched. Many people has been touched. Even, you know, in India, sorry to say this, I don't see lot of people, many churches, but in India, you will see the plenty of people. And they are hungry. They are hungry for a God, but they don't know who is a real God. Through my story, many people got saved. You know, many people. Even here in Dallas, I've been to the jail. I was in the Dallas jail. I was went there. Almost 19 young people, they gave their life to Christ. So God used me very rapidly afterward also. I've been to Calcutta, Nepal, and Lucknow, Hyderabad. When I came, I got the invitation to Bangalore. It was January 2015. So I went in that meeting and I was sharing my testimony. One sister heard my testimony. After the meeting, she said, Raj, I want to help you. How can I help you? I said, no, I'm fine, good. I see you need help. I said, no, I don't want, sister. God is there with me. No, you want. I said, no, I don't want. She said, no problem, take my number, and whenever you need anything, please let me know. I said, okay, sure. So she said, when you get the holiday, you can come to my place, you can stay with us, you know, spend time with my children, your son is there, and that would be good, you know, he's feeling alone and all that. I said, no problem. Then after 3 months, it was April time, she just called me and she said, hey Raj, you coming with your son, spend time with us and all that. Truly I tell you, in my mind I said, I don't want to go. But she was forcing me, you know. She was forcing me. I said, okay, I will come. But inside, no, I don't want to go, you know. Then finally she says, why don't you think about Mark, you know, Mark need a mother. I said, no, I cannot get married. Do you have anyone in your life like that? I said, what? All I have, Jesus, all I have to think about is ministry, think about his kingdom. That is what I do. I rescue and all that. But she said, you have to think about your son too. You know, that's very important. And she asked me, do you have anyone? I said, no one. Then I told her, there is a girl which is my wife's sister, Anita. She's an electronical engineer. And she's working another state and all that. She said, give me her number. Let me talk to her. I said, oh my God, what to tell this lady, you know. And sometimes you never know people, you know, I told beginning, God bring the people, you know, take you from first level to second level. That was, I believe that was my second level, you know, Shalini come in my life. And she took the Anita number, she called, hey Anita, where are you? She said, I am here in Hyderabad working and all that. So she work in the HP company, you know, the laptop HP company. She work as a HR. So she called. She says, why don't you come to Bangalore? We can, refer to our company. You can work with us. She said, yeah, why not? This is a good opportunity, you know. So she resigned. She switched that job. And from, this is a location. This, for example, this is a Dallas. This is a New York. And this is a California. And we have to come Dallas. So I didn't know Anita is coming. And she didn't know Raj is coming. So we all together come. I came one day before and Anita came second day to the Dallas. For example, we all come to the brother Jason home from different location. Then Anita said, how come you here? I said, sister, okay, no problem. Then that Shalini sister began to talk to Anita. She said, Anita, see, Mark is your son, you know, he's our own blood, if you can get married and all that. But Anita was already engaged with another guy who worked in the Google company as an engineer. So she said, Shalini, I cannot do this because already I got engagement. I cannot do that. But Shalini said, I don't want to force you, but I tell you one thing. She has a very good house, okay? And big bungalow. She said, why don't you go and pray? And you know, pray. And that point of moment, Anita didn't know what to pray. She don't know how to call upon the God. All she took the Bible and, you know, began to read. And she had the audible voice, you know. Get married with Raj. So she was just saying, what is going on? Then she said, maybe she was assuming and all that. Then again, she heard. Then third time when she heard, she came after 3 days, she said, yeah, I want to get married with Raj. You know what is interesting? I was from Mumbai. She came from Hyderabad, and we are right here in Dallas. You understand? And we both are Hindu. And I don't know any pastor in Dallas. I don't know any connection here. So I went to many pastors. I said, Pastor, will you do my marriage? They said, we don't know you. How can we take this risk? You are Hindu and this girl also Hindu. We don't want to take a risk. If anything happen, we will go, you know. I said, no problem. That's fine. Almost at three, four pastor I approached. Everybody said, it's risk. Finally, I found one pastor. His name was Johnson Varghese. He has a 20,000 member in his church. I took the appointment and I went. I said, Pastor, you know, these are the things, and if you can do my marriage. And he said, okay. Are you Christian? I said, Pastor, I'm pastor. Okay. Says he called his assistant, then assistant connect with us. She asked a lot of documents, baptism document and all that, and you know. And I was Dallas and my city was California. So I called everything. I said, scan and send. They asked to do one affidavit from the court, and that my brother sent it everything. And the 20th of the December 2015, I got married Anita. The blessed wife. Who find the wife? Yeah. That is very good. Good. So got married and finally, and I sent every document to CFNI. And CFNI process, they sent to all the I-20 for a visa. And the visa time came, we went to the visa office, and Anita was so shaking. Because, you know, in India, you won't get the visa very easily. It's very hard to get the visa. But I was very sure, very confident. I said, I received. I always speak Mark 11:24. Whatever you pray, you believe, you have, and you receive it. I told, I receive my visa. Don't worry, sweetheart. Why are you worrying? You know, don't worry. Believe. Just believe. A lot of people, when they rejected, they came by, you know, tear. And Anita was looking. She said, I said, look at Jesus, why are you worrying? Two, three young people, girls, you know, when they fail, they cry. Automatically tear comes. When you go with a fully confidence, everything, and you see the negative result, something, you know, comes. And she was very discouraged. I said, don't worry. And I went to the visa. My turn came. They called me. And I went to the door. I said, hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Then he asked me, document I gave. Okay. This is your wife? I said, yes. After 3 days, you will receive your visa. Anita, yes! And I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. And a lot of people. This is nothing, lot of people. I said, thank you, Jesus. People are watching, what is happening? You know? So, that was a, I can say that was a first miracle for Anita. You know? Then, to come here, there was no money. All I save money, I invested money into the girls. Whom do I save? Some girls, nurse, some girls, rescue officers, some girls, different part of area they work. They are going to the church, everything. So I invested a lot of money among them. So Anita thought I have a lot of things. Okay. So while coming here, there was no money for a fly. So I spoke with the one, my brother. His name Timothy. You met last time, the brother. So I began to share. I said, brother, these are the things, and I don't have money. He said, don't worry. You can borrow from me, and whenever you get money, you give it back. I said, praise the Lord, no problem. So he booked the ticket, and booked the ticket. Before that, he come to here in Dallas. I didn't have any contact. I didn't have any single person knowing. So what I did, you know, the Facebook. I was searching, and I sent one request to Facebook. I found this guy from Dallas. I said, maybe I can get the help, you know, when I land up. Because when you go new place, you don't know anyone, you know, and for the ride. So I was chatting with, his name was Dan. I said, hey, brother Dan, could you please give me a little time? I want to talk to you. He said, okay, fine. So one day we selected, and I began to talk. I said, brother, we are coming a 3rd of August to Dallas. Can you please give me a ride to the CFNI? He said, okay, fine. Then again he asked another question, which day you are arriving? I said, it's Monday. Oh, he said, it's Monday, it's prime time, you know, working and all that. He said, brother, I can't help you. Please, forgive me, sorry. I said, no problem, that's fine, brother. Then second question he asked, do you have anyone? He asked, do you have anyone? Then I said, yeah, I have one. He said, who? I said, Jesus. He began to laugh. He said, okay, you're arriving morning 9 a.m. You can wait till evening. I said, no problem. We can wait till evening. No problem. No hurry. You can come. So when we arrive here, we land up. And one of my friends, he gave me Indian some money. And with that, he gave me $1. Indian money I use in the airport to take some food for a mark. And $1 was in my pocket when we arrived. The plane was taking around and I was diseases and vomiting. When he came out of the airport, I began to vomit. And Anita was very scared. And I said, don't worry, nothing. Then we came to the luggage area and there was a table and I sleep on the table. And I just sleep and Mark was standing here and I said, what is happening? I said, no, nothing. Then I just took my wallet and I took the number. This brother, I said, Anita, take this number, and I gave $1, and I said, take this $1, and there is a coin box, go and make call and tell this brother we are here. She said, okay. Then I said, you know what, we land up with the $1. Ah, are you mad? How can you do that? Huh? We are family, your children. I said, look at my condition. I'm not well. I don't care. How can you do this? I said, see, look at, I don't care. You know, I don't care about you. I said, see.
It's hard coming from Hindu background and he's saying, I left the good proposal. One who is working in a good company, a Google company and earning a handsome salary. when I had a good
By the way, that thought coming in is her mind that time, okay? That's why she's sharing.
It's common, you know what I'm doing. It's common, it comes, right? I left everything for him, and he's saying he's coming here with having $1 in his pocket. It's hard to accept that, okay?
Those things going in mind when she had the $1, you know? But finally, I said, see, Anita, believe in God. You don't know what God can do. You believe. All you have to believe. Then she just cooled down. She took the $1. She went to the coin box. And that man was sitting. She said, I want to make a call. So this man said, go get the quarters. So she said, where from I can get the quarters? She said, go and ask the people in the luggage area. Someone can give you. I said, okay. She went to the luggage area. She began to ask, can I have a change? Can I have a change? Everybody rejected. Finally, she closed the eyes and said, Lord, I cannot do with my strength. When she opened the eyes, one teeny black guy came toward to her. And before she asked, he poured out all the money in her hand. And he left. As she turned, and this guy disappeared. Anita just faint. And Mark, papa, and mommy fell, mommy fell. I said, I already was sick. I don't know what to do. Then she came and tear, you know, she said, Papa, I seen the miracle of God. See, I said, wow, praise the Lord.
Man, empty wallet on my hand. Yeah. It was around $235 with a bunch of coins. I got shocked and
if you read this magazine,
when I turned,
the story is here.
Had to return all excess money to him. There was no one. So I got shocked, so that's why. Mm-hmm. I said, what happened? What is going here? So I got faint.
So already I was sick in there and Mark was shouting, you know. Though, and then afterwards she took that money and she went to this man and she said, now I got the change. Then now this man, what he's saying, you know, he's saying, take my mobile. And Anita is looking at like, you know, first he said, go get the change. I believe he sent to get the change, see that angel of God who's doing the miracle. And now he's giving his mobile to make call. She just called and she said, then brother, we are here. And the same guy, he said, take that trolley. It's $5 for you free. Then Anita looking. So on the spot in the airport, three miracles happened in Anita's life. She got amazed. She said, yes. And afterward, when we land to the CFNI, I would ask Anita, please come and share that. CFNI, how many miracles happened?
Yeah, actually, maybe my husband took a lot of time, sorry. So let me take 5 minutes. That's, here, I want to share two testimonies, just two short. When we land up here, the money angel of God gave me some money and we began to buy some things. And after 1 month, I got a call from Mark's school saying that your son needs shots, immunization shots, 4 shots. I said, okay, then I said, okay, I don't know any hospitals here and I don't have a car, I don't have anyone. How to go hospital and get shots for him. So I said, okay, then I began to pray. I just make a list. God, I said, God, I'm writing down. I need $40 for 4 shots to go hospital and get shots for my son. And I need one person who has a car to take me to hospital and bring back to CFNI. And I prayed this, and I did not share this to my husband. Because I want to see how God can do these things also. Because he promised me, go with my servant. And I was asking God, Lord, I have one proposal, very good, very handsome, and he earns good salary, and he is very rich. So here he is a pastor. He's your servant. I don't know what he has at all. So that time God promised me, go with my servant. 3 times he told me, and I heard that voice. I know. So I said, okay. Now I said, You promised me. I believe that you are going to do this miracle also. It's nothing. It's nothing for you. Then I prayed and I made the list and I put it inside the Bible.
Then me and Mark just we claimed the word of God over there. And morning, as I opened my door, I saw $40 stick to my door with the envelope. I said, praise God, because I know, okay, you'll do next. And well, I taking that money from the door, one man walked to my door, in front of my door, and he said, ma'am, I'm feeling something in my heart. God is saying, I think you need some help. I said, yes, I need help for a ride. Take us to a hospital. Where is a hospital that I can get shots for my son? And he took me there. And we got a shot for him, and we came back. Then I shared this to my husband. Okay, next, another story is
Puri.
Puri. Okay, yeah. I think Mark shared the Puri.
Yeah.
There was only little flour, wheat flour. We make Indian tortillas. Here we call tortillas, right? We call chapati. We make that roll with the rolling chapati this much. It's very hard to mix. That's why Mark said, Mommy, I'm so hungry. Please make something. I opened my fridge and I saw there was only 2 pieces of bread. Nothing was there. And I did not say anything. And he comes back to me and he said, Mommy, there is only 2 bread. That is for me. Then what you are going to eat? And he said, oh, you're doing fasting, right? So, okay. But for Daddy, I said, I became so quiet because I don't have any answer to tell him. And I began to mix that flour, wheat flour. That time Mark said, God is going to multiply the food today.
I was sitting that corner. I said, Amen. I believe that.
I believe that. I did not, because I was a little nervous because what is going here. So I began to mix that. Can you imagine how flour started to multiply, even flour, when I started mixing? After mixing, the dough became this much. When I started making the tortillas, and frying in the oil, even the tortillas started multiplying in the oil. When I took that out in a plate, even the cooked tortillas started multiplying on the plate. I got shocked. And I called my husband.
I took video. I took video. It's there.
This much wheat flour. We made 38 tortillas. This much big. 38. And after 2 months, one family, one who attends the CF and I, God spoke with them to give their car to us. They blessed their car.
No, that is how you know. It was a November month, and I was keep claiming, you know, I'm going to get the car. And then we have an IB where we do a worship and all that. So that was a morning time, and I went, and one brother came, he said, meet me around 12 o'clock with your wife. She's not studying. She's doing everything in housewife. So I said, okay. So I called Anita. I said, hey, Anita, one brother want to meet us. And could you come to IB 12 o'clock? She said, okay. She came 11 o'clock, and he showed me you stay here with your wife. Then I stayed there with my wife. He came. He said, sit in the car. I said, where are you taking me? You know, I was very new. And I was really thinking, you know, you should analyze who are and all that. He said, sit. And we sit. And he took in the one office. In India, when you go, wherever you go, you have a signboard, you know, signboard that showed what this shop is name, you know, names. Then I found nothing is there. I was wondering. And a lot of people in the queue. Then he said, I was praying and God told me to give this car to you. I just, you know, came to my knee and my tear began to come, and I just began to praise God. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. That was the 2nd of December last year, and that car, he blessed me. After 3 months, one lady pregnant came to our house, and she was talking with me, and I didn't say anything, Anita. God told me, bless this car to thee.
Actually, that car was on my name. When God spoke with him, he just blessed that car to her. That time, we were very needy because we had to go to drop Mark's school. And
so, what happened?
He blessed them.
So, God told, give that car to this lady. She was pregnant, no? I said, okay, fine. So, I said, Anita, God told me to give this car to them. Did you heard properly? I said, yeah, I'm confident.
So, I said, a God voice, yeah, something, I said. He said, yes.
That's I said, God I'm voice. Confident, don't worry. God is going to give you another car. She said, believe. Then we gave that car after 2 months, another family. They said, if you get another full scholarship, we are going to give this car. I said, okay, give me this car right now. Why? I said, I received the scholarship by faith. They said, no, no. When? I said, okay. Then after 1 month, that confirmation got, and they pay entire 1 year, what it's called?
Insurance.
Insurance, and they gave a car. And a lot of miracle happened. Last week, I was about to go to Indian church, and 1 month before I'd been to one American church, there was a one lady suffering by cancer. So she come to know about me, and she came and she said, pray for me. While I was praying, God spoke with me, and I told, you're going to heal this are the day. And last week when I visit, and this lady stood in the pulpit, and she gave the testimony. She said, now I am totally healed, and she bought the report also, cancer, you know. And means a lot of miracle happen. It's not about me, you know. It's about my faith. And we all know, you know, God do a lot of miracle. Now I see my life, you know, the boy from the gutter, I can say, you know, the people from the slum dog, people used to say, you are the worm, you know. You're born from the red light district, you will die in the red light district. Your future is the red light district. Your future is the gutter. That word spoke over me. But today I see, standing here, clear cut two destiny. Without Jesus, I would have killed, I would have died in the gutter. With Jesus, today I'm here, right here in America, with God, and moving His direction, you know. And I'm really privileged and honored, you know, to come in here and sharing. And I'm thankful for brother. God brought him in my life, and I believe that was a divine appointment. I really understand, you know, when somebody comes in your life, that's important, you know. And I understand. And brother Steve, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share our testimony. And we just want to tell you, my book is going to come. We are working on, based on my life, you know. You cannot explain the entire things within a 40 minute, 30 minute. So there is a toil chapter. Its title is Jesus in the Red Light District. Because I found a Jesus in the Red Light District, you know. So that is what my book is going to come, maybe the next year. I don't know how much time it takes. But all this is all about the God story, you know. When you see the Abraham story, all that, okay, somebody come and describe. But what God do, you know, here, right here, the boy who don't have a hope, who don't have a future, God brought from out of that area. And who never been to his school, proper school, God bless the electronical and engineer wife, you know. That is what, if God can do this miracle, give these great things in my life, He can do anything, anyone's life. All we need to pray, have a faith, you know. He will set free everything. He will make the things happen in everyone's life. I just want to thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, church, everyone.
So I'd just like to close saying this to y'all. If you caught what he said at the end, number one, how many of you know God desires to save? Two, it's not just about what he saved you from. It's about him saving you to something. He didn't just call Raj out of the red light district. He called Raj to something. He's called each one of you to something. And whatever he's called you to, he will make provision for. Amen. If he calls you from India to CFNI, he will make provision. Whatever Amen. He's called you to, he will make provision. Our problem is we get all kind of sidetracked, don't we? But if he's called you to something, he's going to provide for that something.
Amen.
Over and over and over, he's provided in Raj's life. And too often in my life, in the Western life, we recognize what he saved us from, and then we stop trusting him after that for other things. Recognize that he's called you to something.
Amen.
Believe and receive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You very much, Thank brother. You. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bless you over this morning. We bless you over Raj and the blessing that is his wife, Anita, Lord, and their son, Mark. We thank you for their testimony. We thank you for their life in you, Lord. We thank you that you give us life. Lord, may each of us learn to discern your voice, Lord, and to trust you, to delight in you, to be at peace in you. We just bless your holy name this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.